When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 95. Good old 14A. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's. Pick up some Mayberry items, T-shirts, DVDs, all kinds of things. They got them, folks. You definitely want to drop by over at Weaver's. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. I want to thank you all for your support. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Alan Newsome. It is great to have you with us again tonight for Two Chairs No Waiting. As I said, this is episode number 95. 95 of Two Chairs No Waiting. Wow, it's been going for a while now. But folks, here's what this happened to me this week, and I'll get right into this because it's something I didn't know, and maybe you did. But here's what happened. I do sound at my church. I do the sound work. And this weekend, there was a wedding at our church, and I was the guy on call to do the weddings. So I was at the wedding rehearsal there on Friday night, and much to my surprise, during the pianist playing her, I guess her segment, you know, before the wedding starts, you know, there's usually a pianist that plays. Well, the pianist was playing a song. And let me let you hear this. Now, this is, just listen to this. This is what the song was, and you guys obviously know what it is, but here it is. So all you Mayberry fans out there, recognize this song. Good old 14A. Good old 14A. Welcome, sweet springtime. Now, this is not the way most of you guys remember the song. But what I didn't know was the history behind this. I always thought it was just something from the Andy Griffith Show or some old hymnal or something like that where they played it. Let me cull this down a little bit now. So you can hear as you, I was up there in the sound booth, and I said, wait a minute. What is that? That is Barney in the choir. That's the song. That is it. And, I just went, running down there to, where the lady was actually playing and said, what is the name of that song? Well, before we go to that, listen, I'm going to play the audio clip for you because I know now that you've heard that, you have got to hear the real thing. So here's an audio clip for you of good old 14A itself, so you'll be reminded. This is a super sensitive mic I'm talking into. Can't you just see Barney right now? Barney's just standing there waiting to sing. They've been trying to get him not to sing loud. You remember that? No way that you don't remember that if you watch Andy Griffith Show ever. And Andy's up there reminding Barney. Low. Holding his hand, pulling it down, making sure Barney remembers to sing real low. Barney nodded. And here's Barney. me. You can just see Barney, can't you? I can. Barney's just smug, man. All right, let me pull this on down. If you folks are in the live stream, if you guys show up for that, we're gonna do some more of this in the after show. We'll play some more of Barney singing. But you guys get the idea. So that was the thing that ran through my mind. I'm at this wedding rehearsal, and I hear the pianist start playing, and I hear, good old 14A. And this lady, I go running down there because she's a fancy music player. You know, she plays real fancy stuff. So I went running down there to hear her, playing, find out what it was. Well, she didn't even know, believe it or not, poor lady. I felt so bad for her. She didn't know that was off the Andy Griffith Show, that Barney in the choir, that's what he was singing. But she did know this. She did know that the name of the song, the actual music that she was playing, is called Melody in F. That's right, Melody in F, M-E-L-O-D-Y-I-N-F. So it's called Melody in F. Not a very fancy name there. But here's what I found out, because I went and found some information about that out on the internet. It turns out this was the most popular tune by Russian composer and concert pianist Anton Rubinstein. So Anton Rubinstein wrote this music. Although Rubinstein was a prolific composer, the only piece of his to be found in today's classical piano books is Melody in F. And then it says Op 3, number 1. I'm not a musician. You guys will know what that means. Anyway, it says level 2.5 of Melody in F is identical to the generally difficult to level 3. I have no idea what all that means. Anyway, they have the sheet music and stuff online. They've got tons of different things. If you go to YouTube and search, you'll find all kinds of versions of Melody in F, from just piano students playing it to jazz musicians. I actually found an accordion version, and it is just amazing. And so it's just hard for me to believe I never knew that. Now, Paul Mulick, he's our, we talked about him some last episode, but he's our resident musician, music guy. He knows for sure this kind of thing. I'm sure he knew this, and I'm sure he had told me this, but it didn't stick until I was at the wedding the other day and actually was able to hear it played. So here's, let's listen to this version of it. Here's another version, let's see, of Melody in F. And see, this is where you're hearing it's a composer. It's not just the piano on this one. So here it gets started here. A very pretty song without Barney singing. Mm-hmm. You hear the violins, and it's just pretty. Anyway, you're getting the idea there. So I found that. I went out, and this was by Anton Rubinstein. So again, you can go out on YouTube. You can find this. There's actually, obviously, there's, I guess, CDs, records is what I was going to say, out there. And here's the final version that I found, not a final version, but a version I found that I thought you guys might like to hear. Have you ever seen the old, they're music boxes with a metal, almost like a record that you put in it with little holes in it, and it plays as it goes around. Well, this is a version of that song that is a music box. sounds like Christmas. You got it. All right, folks. So anyway, I hope you learned something tonight. That is Welcome Sweet Springtime is what all of us Mayberry fans know it as, or as good old 14A. But to the rest of the world who actually knows something about music, evidently, and classical type music, it is called Melody in F, written by Russian composer Anton Rubinstein. So, hey, don't say you never learn anything on this podcast. We got some real book learning going on tonight. Well, listening, learning, anyway. All right, folks, that's all I've got for you tonight. I want you to get back in touch with me at floyd@mayberry.com. You can drop me a line at, if you call 888-684-8415 and leave me a voicemail. I would love that. Or you can drop by facebook.com/twochairs, leave a message there. Lots of ways for you to get to know about me and talk to me and all kinds of stuff. So, folks, I really want to thank you. And I believe I ought to play us out with the real Barney Fife rendition of the whole thing, just so you guys can enjoy it on the way out of here. So, folks, and we'll see you guys next time on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Bye. Yeah.